And now let me bring in the director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, Freddie Ramirez, who you can follow on Twitter at MDPD_director. Director Ramirez, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us this morning. And, you know, after widespread attention to the case in the community, in the media, and an increase in the reward, is there any update on the search for whoever killed that three-year-old Elijah LaFrance here in South Florida?
Good morning, Ryan. What I could tell you is that our detectives haven't stopped. Our officers on the street haven't stopped. We've gotten a lot of tips. We've probably seized and linear investigations as a result of this terrible tragedy. We've probably taken about 25 guns off the street and various search warrants. You know, all these tips that are leading us to specific targets. But we're not going to stop. We're going to bring justice for this three-year-old. You know, this is a horrible crime, and I just let the bad guys know out there we ain't giving up. You know, and we're going to keep working. We're tedious, and we're going to bring you to justice.
Now, last time we talked about this, you mentioned that the community has been cooperative in the search for this killer, but it's still not at the point where an arrest is imminent, correct?
Well, one of the difficulties of these, you know, there are people who are in fear. There are people that don't want to give that kind of information. So our detectives have to build it brick by brick. This turns it into a circumstantial type of case where it's going to be, you know, heavily based on putting pieces of evidence together as well as, you know, information that we get. And unfortunately, that's the challenge with these type of crimes, you know. And, you know, there are other factors to this murder. I can't get into it. There are other factors to it that make it a little more difficult as well.
All right. I'm joined by the director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, Freddie Ramirez. Crystal meth. Didn't realize it was a problem here in South Florida, but your department took a longtime dealer off the streets this week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, our Midwest officers, which are district-level undercover crime detectives. Crystal meth doesn't have a huge footprint here in Miami-Dade County, but it does exist. And for them to get a haul like this, I'm very proud of them. And that we talk about the word tedious. Our detectives were very tedious. They worked it hard, and they took down this individual who is poisoning our community with that terrible drug. And the last thing we need is to have a scourge of that kind of drug here in Miami-Dade County. And they did a great job.
The dealer wasn't a former teacher working out of an RV or anything, correct?
Sounds like a TV show. No, not at all. No, it was not.
Okay. No. And finally, can you tell us about last night's law enforcement officers' memorial ceremony?
Oh, absolutely. Last night was our 40th anniversary of our police memorial. Our 39th, unfortunately, due to the pandemic, we had to do it virtually. So it was our mission to make sure for the survivors, for the families that are left behind, that we would have an in-person ceremony, and everybody who had a hand in putting it together, I'm so proud of them. But last night it rained. You know, last year we fought the pandemic. This year we had to fight the weather. But what was so inspirational for me is that while that monsoon was coming down, the families were sat there in the rain. They sat there the whole time to ensure that this ceremony went forward. And, you know, we didn't give up. We didn't quit. We stayed out there, and in honor of their perseverance and their tediousness, we stayed there with them, and we gave them their honors. We put four names on the wall, and, you know, we're not going to let a pandemic or a storm silence, you know, our victims and our families that are left behind. That's why we love those who served, and we set the example for our future officers and our current young officers right now, my friend.
The director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, Freddie Ramirez. You can follow him on Twitter at MDPD_director. Director Ramirez, as always, thank you so much for the time. And please thank all your officers for us. We appreciate the work they do.
Thank you, sir, and have a great weekend.